Joining us is Siviwe Khwarube, who is the DA Shadow Minister. A very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us this morning. It is good news, isn't it?
No, absolutely. It is absolutely good news. We have been pushing very hard for this cohort of young people to get vaccinated. It made no sense for us why some vaccine sites were standing empty while there are still millions of, you know, this cohort of people who are still waiting to be vaccinated. So we welcome the news, and we really are pleading with people to make use of this opportunity.
Absolutely right. What is your thoughts? What are your thoughts around the below 18s? Because as far as I can tell, you know, when I look at behavior amongst our teenagers and amongst our young people, they are the ones that are doing a lot more socializing. We've kind of learned to manage the system a little bit better, but our kids haven't. In other parts of the world, they are vaccinating people below the age of 18. It's known to be safe. What is your view on this?
Look, yes, of course. I mean, I think this, and also, like, also bearing in mind that this is a huge group of people. So I understand that there was always a need for government to target those who are most at risk. But really, honestly, you know, once we started dipping in the numbers, the reality here is that we then start to target those who are between 18 and 35. Also bearing in mind that there's a massive target of 40 million people that we've got to reach. And so this is really a step in the right direction. However, it shouldn't mean that those who are most at risk should be left out of the conversation now. It should honestly mean that government should also be aggressive with its communication plan to try and get as many people who are most at risk, over 50, over 60, to try and get them vaccinated.
Yeah, it's very important because what we, you know, as you've said, the idea or this notion of vaccine sites being empty is completely unacceptable. And if that is the case, we'll open it to everybody. Let's make it a, you know, whoever is above the age of 35 has had already ample opportunity now to go and get the vaccine. If you have to stand in a queue, if you're over 35, well, so what? You've had the opportunity.
Yeah.
You've had a protected period. Now just open it up. I don't even know why we keep doing this. You know, we surely should be saying, right, we know that it's safe from the age of 12 or whatever age it is. Open it up to everybody. Let families go together, take their kids, take their teenagers. Just make sure that people are vaccinated. This whole idea of staggering it and having empty sites, to me, is absurd. We're not reaching the 300,000 people a day that we are meant to be reaching. We know that there's a possibility of a fourth wave coming in November or December. The only way to stop that or to minimize that is through the vaccination program.
Absolutely. And I mean, the reality is that if the scientists are correct in predicting that we should be facing a fourth wave even as early as November, then we are racing against time. And so this is as aggressive as we should be. And really, I'm really encouraging as many people as possible to make use of that opportunity. Because of course, you know, the reality is that this is your best chance of escaping severe illness.
How is the DA getting involved in that type of campaign and that type of messaging?
Look, I mean, firstly, we are disappointed in government's communication in this, and we now know part of the reason why they're not as aggressive as they should be in terms of communicating to citizens is because they don't have the budget, and we also know then that, you know, part of that budget was squandered in the digital vibes,
I was going to say. Yeah.
But, you know, of course, we take our role as official opposition quite seriously. We want to make sure that, you know, it's not just about politics and where we possibly can at every touch point with South Africans. We encourage them to get vaccinated as much as possible. Our councillors who do speak to our citizens, our MPs, MPLs, I think this is more of a South African issue and not a political one. So that is why we commit ourselves to making sure that we encourage as many South Africans to get vaccinated as possible.
Yeah, because obviously this campaign, and I saw a slight shift earlier this week where they seem to have identified that one of the larger factors is the fact that, or is the worry around side effects after the vaccine. And all of a sudden we're starting to see a lot of information and a lot of statements around it. But it's very reactive, isn't it? Shouldn't we be going out there and being aggressive in terms of a marketing strategy and campaign? This is one of the most important marketing campaigns that that we've ever surely ever embarked on in this country.
Absolutely. And I mean, it also just shows you that, you know, corruption is not a victimless crime, because now, you know, here we sit with the situation where the department says they don't have a budget for that kind of communication plan. And we know that they would have, you know, had people been a lot more responsible about looking after public money.
So, that's where we leave it. I'm assuming that your role is just to keep an eye on things as a shadow minister, to keep an eye and make sure that we get the information out there and we hold government to account.
Absolutely.